Welcome to Homey Taste, a podcast about how to make authentic Chinese food at home. Homey Taste refers to give you a pleasant feeling just like having a dinner with family at Friday night. I'm your host, Carrie, a graduate student from IUPUI. On today's episode, I'll talk about Chinese New Year food, some top lucky foods and symbolism. There are a lot of symbolic dishes served during Chinese New Year. Each individual dish is steeped in tradition and is a homonym for a particular wish for the upcoming year, such as have a lot of fun or make a lot of money. Not only do the dishes themselves matter, but also the preparation and ways of serving and eating mean a lot. There are 7 lucky foods to eat during Chinese New Year. There are fish, dumplings, spring rolls, sweet rice balls, food fortune fruit, glutinous rice cake, and longevity noodles. The first one I want to talk about is fish. In Chinese, fish sounds like surplus. Chinese people always like to have a surplus at the end of the year, because they think if they have managed to save something at the end of the year, then they can make more in the next year. How a fish is eaten matters a lot. The fish should be the last dish left with some leftover, as this has auspicious homophonics for there being surpluses every year. This is practiced north of the Yangtze River, but in other areas, the head and tail of the fish shouldn't be eaten until the beginning of the year, which expresses the hope that the year will start and finish with surplus. There are some rules related to the position of the fish. The head should be placed toward important guests or elders, which means respect. Diners can enjoy the fish only after the one who faces the fish head is first. The fish shouldn't be moved. The two people who face the head and tail of fish should drink together, as this is considered to have a lucky meaning. These customs are observed in a lively and light-hearted spirit, full of laughing and banter. There are 2 foods, dumplings and spring rolls, both referred to wealth in Chinese tradition. With a history of more than 1,800 years, dumplings are a classic Chinese food and a traditional dish eaten on Chinese New Year's Eve, widely popular in China, especially in North China. On New Year's Eve, it is a tradition to eat dumplings with cabbage and radish, implying that one's skin will become fair and one's mood will become gentle. Spring rolls get their name because they are traditionally eaten during the Spring Festival. It is a dish especially popular in East China. Spring rolls are a Cantonese dim sum dish of cylindrical-shaped rolls filled with vegetables, meat, or something sweet. Fillings are wrapped in thin dough wrappers, then fried, when the spring rolls are given their golden yellow color. The 4th lucky food is glutinous rice cake. In Chinese, glutinous rice cake sounds like it means getting higher year on by year. In Chinese people's minds, this means the higher you are, the more prosperous your business is, a general improvement in life. The main ingredients of glutinous rice cake are sticky rice, sugar, chestnuts, Chinese dates, and lotus leaves. Sweet rice ball is also a vital food for Chinese festival. It is the main food for Chinese Lantern Festival. However, in South China, people eat them throughout the Spring Festival. The pronunciation and round shape of sweet rice balls are associated with reunion and being together. That's why they are favored by the Chinese during the New Year celebrations. You must remember longevity noodles. We talked about it on last episode. Chinese people eat it during Spring Festival. Longevity noodles unsurprisingly symbolize a wish for longevity. Their length and unsevered preparation are also symbolic of the eater's life. Certain fruits are eaten during the Chinese New Year period, such as tangerines and oranges and pomelos. They are selected as they are particularly round and golden in color, symbolizing fullness and wealth, but more obviously for the lucky sound they bring when spoken. Eating and displaying tangerines and oranges is believed to bring good luck and fortune due to their pronunciation, and even writing. The pronunciation for orange and tangerine sounds like the same as the Chinese for success. One of the ways of writing tangerine contains the Chinese character for luck. Eating pomelos is thought to bring continuous prosperity. The more you eat, the more wealth it will bring, as the traditional saying goes. Thanks for listening to my podcast. This is Homey Taste. I'm your host, Carrie. Next episode, I'll talk about some famous food from my hometown, Wuhan, Hubei province. Don't miss it!